Morning, Ireland. It's 12 minutes past seven. And our first guest this morning is John Farrelly, the Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission, who joins us to talk about their latest report into mental health care centres around the country. And John, before we talk about your findings, talk to us about what you cover, the services you're inspecting. Are they all residential? Are they community based? What are you looking at?
So, first of all, we inspect the inpatient mental health services in Ireland. That provides services to about 17,000 patients per year in 65 centres that are owned by the public through the HSE, by private for-profit entities or private not-for-profit entities. We also vindicate the rights of people who are involuntarily detained to make sure that they're in accordance to law and that they do in fact have a mental disorder. So we do a lot of work out there to help people to make sure our mental health services are good.
Okay. And what did you find in your latest inspection round of inspections?
Well, I've been involved in this now for about 5 years, and this is the first report where I can say that Ireland's mental health services are tipping across into a human rights-based approach. An example.
So that's good news.
It's very good news, yeah. It's very good news in that the majority of people providing services out there understand that you need to meet someone where they are, you need to restore hope, it needs to be a process of healing. And we see that because restrictive practices in Ireland are down again this year. They're down by over...
What do you mean by restrictive practices?
So the idea of someone being restrained or someone being secluded, which have been part of mental health care for centuries, we're seeing that disappearing to the degree in Ireland that we're not seeing in other countries. So down by over 50%. And what we're seeing then is the idea that overcapacity, for example, when I started in 2019, there was over 200 overcapacities a year. There was 54 children being put into adult units. It's now down to 5 children and a small amount of overcapacities. So we now know, and okay, the vast majority of people know, how we should provide services. Unfortunately, we have a small amount of services who really are blurring this national trend, and our target over the next year is to make sure that those services also provide what we require.
What can you tell me about those services?
Well, really what we're finding is, so for example, in Cork, in Letterkenny, in Tallaght, that the services there, they don't have the high compliance of the other services. So generally, if you look across the country, now over 3/4 of services are over 80% compliant. 6 services, 100% compliant. Over 20 services, 90% compliant. And what's interesting about the new figure is, previously it was the private and not-for-profits that were the high compliant ones. Now we're seeing the HSE services, the public services, now in that bracket as well.
Because that's the other question I wanted to ask you, and these are questions that of course have arisen after the RTE investigates and what people saw in nursing homes. So how confident can you be that what you're reporting in your reports is what's actually happening in these situations?
Well, we'd be very confident. We have a robust, rigorous method. Our inspectors go out unannounced to all centres. They're there for a number of days. They're not just there for one day. They're there for a number of days over periods of time. And we do find issues because we had 31 enforcement actions last year. I had to bring the HSE to court last year because we weren't satisfied with care in some of the centres. So there is no doubt that at times we're not happy with care and we have to enforce.
And is there any difference in standards, or is there a different trend between the care provided in private settings and HSE-run settings?
So generally the average compliance rate is higher in the private, not-for-profit particularly. Private not-for-profit care seems to work well in mental health, but that gap has closed. Our clinicians out there in the public services, dedicated people, have closed that gap. So that's a good thing to see.
And what's your position really? Because there's some controversy about the amendments that have been discussed now, I think, since 2023 to the Mental Health Act. And these are amendments with new rules about the involuntary detention of people and the treatment they can be given. And particular concern, I think, isn't there, about the right of 16 and 17-year-olds to refuse treatment. Now, what role will the Mental Health Commission have in any of that? And what views do you have on these changes?
Well, first of all, we really welcome the new bill. It's timely. I've worked under three bills now, the 45 Act, the 201 Act, and now this Act needs to come in. Look, amendments will happen as part of the process, but this bill has been debated for a long time. I sat at committees 3 years ago. So for me, the important thing is to support the Minister for Mental Health to bring this bill through quickly. That will help us vindicate the rights of more people. And most importantly, it will allow us to regulate CAMHS, for example, community services. At the moment, we only regulate 1% of services. You can see that regulating those services has improved them exponentially. We want to be given the powers quickly, and I would urge people in the Oireachtas to support the Minister to bring the Act through, give us those powers, and we can continue to really drive improvement across Ireland.
Do you have any understanding of the timeline at the moment?
Well, I know the Minister is really pushing it. She brought it onto the floor of the Dáil. So really, the Minister is also dependent also on the Department of Justice, Department of Children. So I would urge all to really support the Minister and drive this through.
OK, well, thank you very much indeed for coming in to us. That's John Farrelly, the Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission. It's 18 minutes past seven.